Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to X, Governor Jeff Landry claimed, enough is enough.
We support legal, not illegal, immigration. We support secure and safe borders.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with the subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It went up 3.3%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago Thursday.
Instead of contracting, the economy has continued to grow, driven by American workers and President Biden's economic strategy.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. Many in the survey said they would go into debt to cover emergency expenses if they had to. This is USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
State lawmakers in Hawaii now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's Secretary of State's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. COVID concerns with the jury and with Trump's legal team had delayed the trial a few days this week. One Middle East country is taking the rare step in Islam of opening a liquor store.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, and we thank you for joining us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, bright and early this morning. And Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me say, I realized, and I don't know what happened here, something got lost in translation, so you must forgive me. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
It was in October.
October, they said off. January. What did they do?
No.
Is it phone news?
People constantly mess with my Wikipedia's profile and so forth. It's an amazing thing to me that you can go in and just basically do whatever you want to someone's profile. It's incredible. But no, my birthday's in October, so thank you.
Oh, well, happy early birthday then. Forget the belated. It's early.
Right.
October. So we'll have to do a deep dive and find the right. Okay, what day exactly? So then I make sure.
No,
that
I'm not telling. That's okay.
What you want? Everybody, they'll send you presents. You know, everybody. You know, everybody loves you, Liz. They want to honor you. But anyway, okay. So happy early birthday. Anyway, I gotta appreciate the Babylon B-boys. They're at it again. They say Texas places razor wire around the Alamo for final stand against Biden.
You know, honestly, I was on Larry Kudlow's show yesterday, and that's, I said that. I said, you know, what's next? I mean, a full-scale invasion? Is Joe Biden going to go to war with Texas? It's hard to imagine a stupider position for the White House to find themselves in than they're going to the Supreme Court to deny Texas's efforts to secure the border. And by the way, this is not razor fence going up along the whole southern border. This is between legal ports of entry. So what they're trying to do is funnel the migrants into those legal ports of entry so that they can be processed properly, etc. Our border is overrun, and it's particularly overrun in areas between those legal ports of entry. So the entire country, thanks to Greg Abbott, yesterday I described him as the unsung hero of this whole story, and I stick by that.
Yes.
Greg Abbott has made this a national issue. Mm-hmm. And it is obviously the case that people in Texas, Arizona, are more alarmed by and concerned about illegal immigration. But guess what? The inhabitants of New York and Philadelphia and Chicago and Boston and other cities where tens of thousands of migrants have landed, they're also now concerned about what this means for national security and for our economy, et cetera. Of all the issues that have arisen during Joe Biden's presidency, and oh my God, there are a million of them, this is the one I think that is uniting the country. I mean, there's
you got 25 governors, right?
For our country. What?
You got 25 governors that are backing Governor
Republican
Abbott.
All Republican governors,
right?
Except for the guy that runs Vermont, who apparently voted for Biden last time round, so we don't count him. But yes, but honestly, Bill, what's the way forward here? I mean, you know, Democrats are talking about the federal government taking over Texas's National Guard. Well, here's a heads up. It isn't just Texas. Other states are sending their National Guard to help Texas protect their border. So literally, this is like an emerging civil war. It's so preposterous and stupid. And here's a kind of interesting political thing that's happening. There was movement, as you know, towards a border plus Ukraine deal. Well, turns out the border deal wasn't satisfactory, and certainly is not, from what I gather about it. So now that's been put on ice, and Democrats are saying, well, it's because Donald Trump wants this to be a festering sore as we get near the election so he can run on it. Yeah, that's true, but guess what? Why did Biden even come to the table after a year of being hounded about this issue? It's because he knows it's a festering sore.
Exactly.
He deserves to lose on this issue alone.
Well, it's a
and
bad
I
deal.
Stop ranting
Liz.
Now.
no, not at all. Really. When you think about it, we still don't know. Ted Cruz says he hasn't, you know, seen all the details himself, which is amazing to hear that come from him. But, you know, from what I get, it's just a bad deal.
It's a bad deal. Look, every time the White House or Democrats spin something out about border security, it turns out to be basically amnesty. I just put a piece out yesterday on the Hill about the deal, the bill that the White House continues to reference when they're saying, well, it's not us that's fallen down on the job. It's Republicans in Congress because they failed to pass this wonderful proposal that President Biden put on the table day one of his presidency, and he did. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021. Guess what, Bill? It's all about basically allowing everybody in the country who's here illegally to become a citizen. That is what that bill is about. It's not about border security. It's not about keeping terrorists and fentanyl out of our country. It's about basically amnesty for everyone who's here illegally.
Why do Republicans ignore and forget history, Liz? I mean, in Ronald Reagan's administration, the Democrats begged. They begged President Reagan, please, let us just amnesty these 3 million. We will never ask again. Never will we ever come back again. And ever since then, what it's been a repeated effort by the Democrats to get the Republicans off the ball and move them closer. And that's what's so crazy. And you say, stupid. This proposal is a stupid proposal. And the Republicans don't even come back and say, wait a minute, we already gave you amnesty. You said that was, you'd never ask again. So, you know.
You're exactly right. This is not going to wash. And you know, here's how much they actually believed in the bill that Joe Biden put out there on day one. It got sponsorship in the House and the Senate. And remember, the House and the Senate were under Democrat control when Joe Biden took office. It never went anywhere. I mean, even Democrats looked at it and said, this is not going to work.
Exactly.
No one's going to buy this. Now, I got to say, in fairness, there is a serious question about, and my gosh, now it's really serious, what to do with the people who are in our country illegally. Let us be honest. We are never going to deport tens of millions of people, and now it is well over 10 million people, thanks to Joe Biden. So what do you do with those people? For what it's worth, I have put out proposals about the treatment of those people who, in my view, should be allowed to work legally after they have passed certain hurdles like, you know, having a clean record, et cetera, et cetera, but they never become citizens. They can have a green card, you know, which basically allows them to live legally in the United States, but do not let them become citizens, because that is the biggest white flag you could wave from the White House. Like, yes, we agree that this is a perfectly acceptable way to come into our country, and now here is your so-called path to citizenship. No, there should be no path to citizenship.
Exactly. Well, for me, the number one question, Liz, is how beholden to the cartel are you?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know, because these people will not have a fair chance to win and be successful if they've got to look over their shoulder and be beholden to the cartel and protect their families back home. Got to go to a quick break. More from Liz Peek after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst, continues with us. Just a little sidebar here, because we're so heavy and serious about these serious issues that are facing our country right now, Liz. It says, again, this is Babylon B. I love these guys, because every once in a while you just have to take a break and realize that, you know, things don't have to be all that serious. I love this thing they said. Hours after Hillary condemns Barbie snub, Oscar statue found dead in apparent suicide.
Yours are great. I, got to tell you, I end up retweeting about half of Babylon Bee because I agree with you. It's pretty darn funny. Mm. And yes, I mean, the best ammunition you can possibly have against the left is to poke fun at them, which, of course, you know, libs of TikTok, you know, that group that it's on Twitter or X or whatever. I'm going to continue to call it Twitter probably forever. I mean, the reason that they hate her so much, and I think it's a female, right, is because she explores and reveals the complete insanity of the left. And she doesn't make it up. She's a real videos of woke people saying absurd things, and it's pretty funny. I mean, it's funny, except you realize these people take themselves so seriously. Well, so it's a little bit like, bleh.
Well, you know, here it is last week at Davos, right? I mean, here's the elite of the elite, right? They all come together, and, you know, they're going to rule and direct the world, and it's like, oh, my God, let's pretend this is fantasy world. This is crazy. And then you get the president of Argentina, and it reminded me, Liz, the way he spoke to them reminded me, if you remember, when Dr. Ben Carson was invited to Barack Obama's presidential prayer breakfast, and he just lit him up and said, hey, here you are, you know, the first black president, and you're killing all these black babies. What are you doing about the Holocaust of black babies in America? I mean, phew, it was unbelievable. I mean, Obama was everything he could do to stay in his seat. And what
good for Ben Carson?
Right,
good
exactly.
For Ben Carson.
And what Malay, what I was going to say was what Malay did. He lit up Klaus Schwab so much that Schwab he walked out. He didn't stay seated.
Well, I mean, as you say, the Argentinian fellow did the same thing, as did Jamie Dimon this year. Jamie Dimon had nice things to say about Donald Trump. Talk about lighting their hair on fire. What's interesting about Davos is the general consensus about Davos is that they get everything wrong every year. And so you kind of step back and say, well, wait a minute. Why are these guys, you know, revered? Why is this the intelligentsia of the world, all these elites? I have no idea. But, I mean, last year, every single person at Davos was predicting a recession. I thought there was a good recession, too. I'm not excluding myself from this. But guess what? There was no recession. So it's not like they really do get it right. And I think one of these days, Bill, there's going to be a coming to terms with the idea that they've gotten this whole global climate change thing wrong, too. I don't mean that the Earth is not warmer than it used to be. I think it is. But in terms of how we treat it, how we deal with it, right now there's a lot of sort of faux conversation about Germany being the sick man of Europe. I can tell you absolutely that one of Germany's biggest problems, if not the biggest problem, is that they adopted in 2010 the Green New Deal. That was the precursor to Bernie Sanders' deal. And they've wrecked their economy. They've wrecked it, like, absolutely. And so when we're out there lecturing India and China and these countries that they've got to do something about climate change and stop growing their economies, they look at us like, are you kidding? But what's more important to our people, having less smoke from coal-fired plants or eating? that's the bottom line, you know?
Well, that's why they're trying to sell us all on bugs. You know, and we got to eat bugs. I mean, this is, I mean, the thing is, in a little bit, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, maybe it's a little bit of correct observation, wrong conclusion. Maybe, you know.
Wrong
policy.
Not even necessarily
and
wrong conclusion, but wrong treatment. You know, there are a lot of smart people who say, look, we can do something to mitigate the spoiling of our climate and environment short of wrecking the emerging world's chances at prosperity or, you know, undermine. For example, yesterday, I mean, this is a story that won't get sufficient attention, but it's so appalling. The Biden government is now standing in the way of building new LNG export terminals.
I was going to ask you about that. Yes.
I mean, this is a crazy, crazy thing. Joe Biden promised Europe 2 years ago when the war in Ukraine broke out that we would supply their energy. Well, we have been helping supply their energy by ramping up LNG exports, which finally got traction under President Trump. We finally began to build these big terminals that you need. Now they're saying, well, there might be some environmental cost to this, so we're going to put this on hold. I honestly saw the headline 2 days ago or 3 days ago that they were thinking about it, and I said, no, there's no way they're going to do this. Sure enough, they put it on hold, costing, by the way, the Gulf Coast tens of thousands of jobs in constructing these very big terminals and in operating them going forward. But more importantly, we have a 100-year supply of natural gas, if not more, in this country. To not do this is, I mean, I can't even find the words. It's ridiculous.
Well, you see, this is consistent, though, with the Democratic Party. Whether it's Obama, yeah. Biden's doing the same thing, and that is why our allies no longer trust us.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you think about
it. We go back on our word, and we do dumb things.
Exactly. And of course, you see, Joe Biden, you know, he may be fooling 40% of America, but the world gets it. They see who he is, and they're not being fooled in any way whatsoever. This is why they're starting to branch out and set up other alliances. And it's going to be, you know, whoever the next president is. And you know, I know many people in the country are hoping it's Donald Trump. He's going to have his work cut out for him, just like he did with Barack Obama. And I was surprised, frankly, that he was able to reverse some of this stuff on the international stage as quickly as he did.
And he's going to have to do it again. By the way, today one of the stories in the New York Post, I don't know how credible it is, that Russia doing back-channel approaches to the U.S. about some sort of settlement in Ukraine. Why would Vladimir Putin all of a sudden think, maybe I better get this thing done? Because
absolutely.
He knows full well, if Trump is elected, he's toast in terms of this war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Donald Trump will unleash absolutely everything we have against Russia and support of Ukraine, I believe. And Putin sees that writing on the wall, and so will Xi Jinping. They're all
and so will the Ayatollah.
A Trump presidency.
Yeah. And so will the Ayatollah in Iran.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly.
I mean, the Biden administration has greenlit basically Iran's misbehavior in the Middle East, which is a polite way of describing it. And, you know, the brainiac, I had to laugh this morning. Apparently, the Biden administration is sending the head of the CIA over to try and conclude some sort of agreement with Israel and Qatar in terms of how to end this war, et cetera. Guess why? That's because Anthony Blinken's been a total flop. Nobody takes him seriously. No one takes Jake Sullivan seriously. And rightly so. They're not serious people.
Well, this two-state solution is over, Liz.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it's toast. And so, you know, Netanyahu, he's prepared to put all political capital and go by way of Golda Meir if it has to, but he will not negotiate a two-state solution. And that's done.
Yeah.
And in my humble opinion, deservedly so. The Palestinians messed up. They had an opportunity, and, you know, whether you're talking Hezbollah, Hamas, that whole ring of fire around Israel, they don't want to play nice. They don't want to cohabitate at any level to where it could be win-win. Now, you do have some Arab nations. I think Saudi Arabia will come back and sign the Abraham Peace Accords, and others will cooperate. But we got to get on the other side of this war that's now, 112 days now?
Yeah, and not really benefiting anybody. But I agree,
no.
This two-state idea, which is just sort of, they're just mouthing platitudes because they don't know what else to say. They don't know what else to do. They have no solutions. I'm saying they, meaning the Biden White House. Mm. And they're kind of going back to the same failed ideas of before. And it's not
Well, he's still trying to bat 1,000. He's never got anything right, so why should he do it now? Fox News contributor Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz.
My active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi. Risankizumab Risa. A prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas, stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to X, Governor Jeff Landry.
We support legal, not illegal, immigration.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us as I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, here for the 2024 SHOT Show, having all kinds of fun. This week coming up on January the 27th is Holocaust Remembrance Day. As Holocaust Remembrance Day approaches, many Americans are unaware of the facts of the Holocaust as anti-Semitic speech and violence is on the rise. And 33 states, this is an incredible number to me. I'm so surprised about this. 33 states do not require Holocaust education. Well, Dr. Dan McMillan, the author of the acclaimed book, How Could This Happen, is with us right now. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, looking forward to having this conversation with you because, look, knowledge is power. We cannot forget, you know, what the Holocaust did and the impact that it has, and that should stay with us in a responsible sort of way so that, we can, as they all like to say, would never happen again, right?
Well, you know, I do actually think that a genocide, it's very hard to imagine it happening again in an advanced society like ours or Germany, Canada, any of our friends and allies around the world. I think that all of our societies have made so much moral progress and other kinds of progress since the Second World War. On the other hand, in sort of overpopulated, under-resourced parts of the developing world in the decades ahead, we're almost certainly going to see genocide again and again, which is very sad. But I do think that in our countries, we actually have learned a lot of the lessons of the Holocaust and the Nazi era, and I do see a lot of progress.
Well, your book, in a way, is kind of what General Eisenhower at the time did. When the Allies came into Germany, he made sure that they documented what happened, in these concentration camps, lest we forget.
No, it is very important. You know, one thing I would just also observe is that the Germans themselves, you know, the first 35 years after World War II, it was sort of collective amnesia, and no one wanted to talk about the Nazi era, but starting, I think, at the end of the 70s, they really made a very strong effort to take responsibility. To, you know, that for example, there would never again be German militarism, that Germany would never launch a war of aggression again, and also to really learn the importance of democratic norms, of government by the people, of human rights, of combating prejudice. And when it comes to a country, a people really facing the dark side of their history, the Germans are kind of the gold standard. What they've done since then, what they've built in education, in museums, and so forth, is really very admirable. And I think it's a wonderful example of how a society really can learn from its mistakes.
Exactly.
Not that the country's perfect, but I mean, I don't want to be giving a feel-good interview about the Holocaust, but it's important also to believe in our ability to make progress. We have to have some faith in ourselves if we're going to make a better world.
Well, you know, and it goes back to that, again, that idea that it could never happen again. And the only way, I believe, is that you have to respond, as you said, to it responsibly in such a way, you know, like the kids like to say, hey, you got to own the problem, right? And
yes.
if you own it, you take responsibility, and then, you know, you're able to speak about it in terms that it is constructive, that we're not trying to, you know, make light of anything as horrific as the Holocaust.
And that is absolutely right. And I think what's also good, you know, that I see in the German example is they don't focus so much on guilt and shame, which doesn't really get you anywhere. They focus on taking responsibility, which is a different orientation, and they've really done it very well. It's really terrific, I think.
Dan, what do you make of this anti-Semitic fervor that is being whipped up, especially resulting, you know, with Hamas attacking Israel?
Well, I mean, it's anti-Semitism is, you know, it seems as if it's, you know, maybe the most enduring and widespread prejudice. And, you know, it's with us, and it's public expressions ebb and flow. Obviously, when you have a war going on, then tempers run a lot hotter. You have people are getting killed, so you get more violent language. It's kind of always with us. I think that, you know, I guess an interesting, you know, question is, why does anti-Semitism persist? In some ways, it's kind of related in my mind to why we have so much Holocaust denial, which is something that I think contributes to anti-Semitism and is also driven by it. And a lot of that, I think, in turn, comes from the fact that it's been very difficult for historians like me to help the public understand why this happened. We've really struggled with explaining with the why, and I think most people don't feel they understand why. And I think if you don't feel you really understand why it happened, it's easier to believe that something that extreme did not happen. I think the lack of an explanation kind of enables denial. And that's one of the things I kind of hope to accomplish with my book, which is sort of an essay on the causes of the Holocaust that puts the pieces of the puzzle together for the general public, is that if more people feel they understand why, then it's easier for them to recognize that it happened.
Exactly. Dan, is part of the problem because it's so dark and evil, that which is inherent in any one of us, given, you know, extreme circumstances like what was addressed and help kind of, you know, groom and condition the German people during that period of time. I mean, that could be any one of us who could have been Germans in part. And maybe because it's so dark and it's something that could be possible in any one of us, that we just don't even want to go there, you know?
You've hit several nails on the head in those last three sentences, Bill. Let me kind of unpack it a little, because I'm so glad you said what you did. First of all, I think part of what is so frightening is the recognition that the people who did this was not a small clique of social misfits or people who are mentally ill, you're talking about 200,000 perpetrators, people directly and knowingly complicit, and, you know, of German and Austrian men, and not the dregs of German society, but rather the elite, because this is a policy carried out by a government. So the people who did this, many of them were the most successful members of German society, the most highly educated. And it's like, if they can do this, yes, in the wrong circumstances, could I do this? The other thing I think I'd like to zero in on is, what exactly is so frightening about the Holocaust? What exactly is so dark about it? And it's taken, you know, it took me a long time to really fully get it, because it is so frightening. And I think that what is so, the most important thing to say about why this happened, and it's also the scariest thing about it, is that the people who did this did it because they saw no reason not to do it, because they had decided, a bunch of different factors came together in time in Germany. For example, the cheapening of human life through the slaughter of young men in World War One, or the so-called scientific racism of that era, where they thought that, you know, genetic difference between every nationality was a proven fact, and some other factors. But basically, the long and the short of it was that this ruling class of what in many ways was our most advanced society, certainly the best educated society, decided, and they affirmed, and proudly affirmed, that, you know, an individual human life has no meaning at all, no value at all. The overriding goal is that Germany, that the German people, the so-called German race, would flourish long-term, and if your life got in the way of that goal, or if it were even just convenient for Germany to kill you in the furtherance of that goal, then your life was forfeit. And, you know, if we could go back in time and we could gather 15 or 20 or however many of these killers, and whether it's people at the bottom, death camp guards, or people at the top like Hitler, Himmler, and Heydrich, and we would ask them, why in heaven's name are you doing something so ghastly, so cruel? And we would be so anguished and upset, and they would, the response that we would get from them, I have every confidence, would be a shrug of the shoulders, and the question they would put to us, why not? They're just people.
Exactly.
Because
gotta go to break.
Being a person.
Well, exactly. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. We're going to go to quick break. We've got more from Dan McMillan after this.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Waiting as promised, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan McMillan, the founder of Save Democracy in America, a nonpartisan organization to get big money out of politics, continues with us. He's the author of How Could This Happen? We're talking about Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is January the 27th. And Dan, if you would please, I want you to re-summarize as we concluded that first segment, you know, what you touched on, you know, that, you know, the response. And I think it's reasonable to, you know, come to that conclusion, you know, that the people have gotten to that point, and when you ask them that question, why, their response, as you say, a shrug of the shoulders, and why not?
That's right. And, you know, Bill, it's really, I mean, the Holocaust is this project by the German government to murder every single person of Jewish ancestry on the continent of Europe. And if Hitler had won World War II and could establish world domination, their next step would have been to murder every Jew on the planet, because so they saw the Jews as a virus that you want to stamp out so it will never grow back. And this is just the most extreme expression of a general sort of almost a decision made by the ruling class of
exactly.
This advanced society that individual human life has no intrinsic value whatsoever, that all that matters is the survival of the nation, the race, the so-called German race. And it wasn't just the 6 million Jewish victims, there were 6 or 7 million Gentile victims,
exactly.
Including as many as 200,000 German mental patients and people with disabilities that they murdered just to save money, to not have to take care of them. So, you know, as I said earlier, it's like if we could get these people around the table and ask them, why are you doing this? I think their answer would be, why not? They're just people.
Right.
And that, I think, is what's so scary about it.
Yeah, and you know, and it's this attitude, like you said, this disregard and disrespect for human life, and, you know, this idea that, you know, this elitism, this is what's so dangerous. I mean, you think about, you know, things that are dangerous. We, you know, where you get to this ruling class, and here, you know, you see at Davos last week at the World Economic Forum, and some of the rhetoric coming out of there. Gosh, I'll tell you, Dan, it smacks of,
you know, this era and the attitude that permeated, in my humble opinion, what I'm hearing come out of there. And that's why, you know, for me, I thought it was a welcome presentation by the new president of Argentina. So, you know, I mean, he...
You know, I didn't actually see that. Could you briefly sort of state what you came out of that? Because I don't recall.
Well, the new president of Argentina went back in history and said, you know, in the, around 1860 or so, Argentina decided to go ahead and, you know, open up their government to, you know, a capitalism, you know, freedom of thought, and, you know, these ideals that were coming out of the, you know, being promoted in the West, you know, out of faith and religion and everything. And within 35 years, Dan, he said the country did a turnaround. They were, you know, very affluent. It was going well for them. And then suddenly the old guard and the old way of thinking crept in. And so they went from being, you know, one of the crown jewels of South America to where socialism, collectivism, you know, in a sense, some of that which influenced, you know, Germany at the time, that, you know, the individual was increasingly insignificant. Politicians didn't care about what it did to the people. And so it was interesting because what the World Economic Forum is preaching is regressive. I mean, let's go back, you know, with these, you know, different values that they're promoting. And the president of Argentina is going, you're heading in the wrong direction. I mean, we've been there. We've done it. We've bought the T-shirt. We've, you know, a lot of people died unnecessarily because of these policies, and you're bringing them back. What are you doing?
I'll tell you, I don't think I'm enough to speed about what you said, what you're saying about Davos, to really comment intelligently on it. I'm very intrigued by it. I think I'm going to want to dig a little further here. But I
I'll send you the link to the transcript.
Please do. But I will pick up on is you talked about elitism. And in a way, you got to remember that the Holocaust, I mean, not that I want to attack intellectuals because I'm kind of one myself, but the Holocaust was in some ways a project perpetrated by intellectuals. I mean, at the Wannsee Conference, this notorious meeting in January of 1942 that was sort of a kind of planning meeting of the Holocaust, of the 15 people present, 8 were doctoral degrees. And part of the contempt for human life that the Nazi regime embraced, you could say that some of it came from the extreme elitism of educated elites in Germany, because the elites of education in Germany really had such a strong sense, an extreme sense of their superiority over people who did not have university degrees. I'm not saying that it leads naturally to genocide, but it was kind of one of the ingredients in the mix, one might say. That's fascinating that you bring that up.
Well, you know, again, you know, I'm like you. I don't want to just, you know, condemn a certain group. I mean, I would hope that, you know, the ruling, I mean, you think about, okay, here's the brain trust of the world coming together. You know, theoretically, the smartest people around coming together and, you know, networking to think, okay, how can we make for a better planet? And how can we get together and, you know, maybe realize, you know, a peaceful experience, you know, and to do it in a constructive manner. But like you suggested with the German elites, basically they turn themselves into gods, and they put themselves, you know, in a sense, over God, and they were going to be the arbiters of that which is good, and they convinced themselves that that there were less than, and if you were less than, you know, you shouldn't be breathing the same air as me. And that's dangerous.
Well, in a real sense, you can say that the perpetrators of the Holocaust, well, you could say that they were kind of playing God, and they did have, they had also a very, I think it was part of their self-understanding and part of what they, in fact, liked about what they were doing, because a lot of these people really were very excited about what they were doing. They believed in it. They were proud of it. And part of it was a feeling that we are not bound by any of the traditional inherited moral and ethical norms. And that also came in part from the way that Adolf Hitler, a bunch of circumstances came together such that Adolf Hitler became effectively deified by the American people, and especially by people people in the Nazi Party who followed him directly, not American people, the German people, excuse me, he was really deified in a way. There was a cult of personality around Hitler that was more extreme than you see in any other totalitarian dictatorship, even in Stalin's Russia or Mao's China. It almost, in Hitler, they spoke of Hitler as a man who stood above and outside history, who was shaping the course of history, and by definition, nothing that he ordered was wrong or immoral. And so the belief in his godlike qualities effectively erased moral and ethical
boundaries.
Norms. And that was, I think, for the perpetrators of the Holocaust, profoundly liberating, at times exhilarating, and then they performed their liberation from law and morality by committing all these terrible crimes.
And the thing is that in doing that, they were so convinced that they were above the law and they were doing right, but then, you know, they find out afterwards, and they must have realized along the way. I know there were some Nazis, because, of course, they went after Adolf Hitler and tried to assassinate him on several occasions.
Yes.
But, but you get on the other side of this, and the reality of what was done, it had to be a real shock for them. You know, those that were ideologically fixed and convinced that they were doing the right thing, you know, don't you think?
After, as they say, after the war, when they're put on trial and executed, yeah, it's interesting. It's once Hitler was, well, I mean, I think the people at Nuremberg, I think they never really thought that they were wrong. They were unreconstructed, but I think one thing we can say about the Nuremberg trial is that in reaction to the horror of the German regime's crimes, the Holocaust and other crimes, is really the first time that the world, that people began to, the whole idea of human rights was born out of that reaction and out of the Nuremberg trial. The whole idea of crimes against humanity, the idea that a war of aggression was a crime, that is all new. That's post-World War II, and that is one of the ways that you could say that the reaction, the horror that people felt around the world at what the Germans had done, really forced us to rise to a higher moral plane than we had been at before, because until that point,
exactly,
there was no such thing as human rights. There were simply whatever rights you had as the citizen of a sovereign state within that state.
Exactly. And Dan, I think you summarized this perfectly. And, you know, as we remember Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is January the 27th, and we really want to make sure that this never happens again, right?
Yes, and we want to learn. I think it's a reminder that the value that we place on human life is nothing that we can ever take for granted, that it always has to be defended, and also that if you put people in the wrong circumstances under the wrong kind of government, there's a limit to how low we can think. But on the other hand, in the years since World War II, we have taught people the right ideas against racism. We've put people under the right kind of government, namely democracies, and we've avoided the really dangerous circumstances, namely a war on the scale of World War II. And the societies that we have built here and among our friends and allies are morally superior to every human society that came before. And the Holocaust is a warning, but to me it's not an excuse for pessimism about the future of humanity.
Amen. Well, Dan McMillan, thank you very much. Dr. Dan McMillan has been our guest, author of the book, How Could This Happen? Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final.